underground preacher to the underground church. And today, we are continuing on our call to action series on finding your purpose in ministry with Act 3, Prepare to Fail. Failure is to be anticipated when working on finding your purpose, because at first, you are not going to succeed. It is going to take many attempts before you get it right. And that's all right. That is part of the process. Don't beat yourself up and don't focus on the enemy's lies trying to prevent you from pursuing your purpose. But rather, let what doesn't kill you make you stronger. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 18, verse 16, a man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. God is preparing you to appear before great men, and this calls for your craft to be pristine. This means that a few attempts ain't going to cut it. So don't frustrate yourself whenever you fail or whenever your plans don't follow through, because it is written in Proverbs 19, verse 21. There are many plans in the man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. When you fail, take it as a sign that your plans are not aligned with God's plan. You will be better off going with the flow, staying more focused on Jesus Christ, your Savior, because you know that He always has the best in store for you. It may take 1,000 attempts, but rest assured, God is faithful. He will faithfully bring you to fruition. This is just a storm, and as a son of God, you must first learn to take defeat before celebrating victory. This too is a necessary process to prepare you to walk in victory with humility and gratefulness. Yes, before you get to be a great winner, you must first learn to be a great failure. So don't look at failure as a bad thing, but rather see it as part of the process to prepare you for greatness. Learn from your failures and grow stronger. And don't be afraid to start over. The good news is, it gets better each time you start over. God's plan for you is that you grow your gift into the right tree that can bear the most fruits. That is when your gift will reach its full maturity and be able to carry on the vision of your service in the kingdom of God. That is also when you can fully walk in your purpose and ministry. That being said, no matter how many tries it takes, no matter how many attempts it takes, no matter how many times you fail, don't give up. You are only getting better and better at your gift. Eventually, you are going to grow to a point where you will figure it out. Failure will no longer be an option. You will have perfected your craft by then, and all that will be left will be to watch your tree starting to bear fruits. Oh, what a relief. What a joy. What a peace. Oh, how refreshing it is when your gift starts to bear fruits. Everything that God would have been working on you and preparing you for will suddenly make sense and come together as one great purpose, ready for ministry in His kingdom. Don't give up. Hang on to God. Be determined and do not stop until your gift finally reaches that optimal size intended for you to bear fruits. Amen?
Amen.
Don't forget to come back for our next call to action message, that is Act 4. Be fruitful. And until then, underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.